At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome to the Salty Seekers, where you can hang out with friends and talk about all areas of spirituality and the metaphysical while knowing you don't have to be pure love and light to do it.
Hey, and welcome back to the Salty Seekers. I'm Jay, and I'm with my co-host and or the most important part of this, V.
Oh, that was nice of you. Thanks.
It's points for later on in case I get in trouble.
It's equal importance, but okay. I'll let you earn your points. It's okay.
That's right. So, because today we're doing an episode that she does not like.
If you've watched this for any length of time, you already know. You know. It's not my wheelhouse. Mm-mm.
But it is. She just doesn't like it.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Even when we try to talk about it off, you know, just in private life, she 2 minutes in, she's asking for protection, throwing salt, doing circle, you know, whatever she's got to do.
I already started up there. I already started before you came down. I set my intentions. I asked for help. I asked for protection. I'm like, guard your girl. Guard my house.
Keep my house safe, Trojan man. Anyway, so we're going to be talking about ghost stories and or experiences as we are approaching Halloween. So I wrote down some of my favorite ones and, you know, we'll go through them and I'll talk about, you know, what happened, how it made me feel. Was it real? Was it not? Because a lot of times things are subjective, especially mm-hmm. when it's just you yourself and you have this solo experience and you have to sit there. It's the aftermath. Did that really happen?
Right.
Did I hear or see what I thought it was?
Yep.
And so that's part of it. And as the years go by, you have more time to think about it and new experiences to apply.
Uh-huh.
And you can kind of reevaluate. And on top of all that, we got a few viewers that send in some of their stories.
Yes. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Yeah, I didn't think I had any. I didn't think I had anything
she
to
does.
Add. But I had not as many as you, but I have a couple. I have a couple things. Maybe spoil me if there's more to bring to my mind, like bring it to my mind as we go.
All right, kick us off.
Is that your dog again?
Could be. He's right over top.
Do you know when I was editing, I really couldn't hear it at all, which
That's
I mean
good.
Is good. But like right now, like I hear it big time. It sounds like he's there with you, like.
I don't know, he's directly over top, all 120 or 30 pounds of him. One of these episodes, I'll bring him down and be like,
oh, he's so cute.
It's a bull mastiff for those who don't.
I'll share a picture. What's his name?
JT.
All right, just like you.
After my actually great-grandfather.
Okay. Oh, and yesterday was your birthday.
It was.
Happy birthday.
Oh,
happy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I worked. It was fantastic.
Yeah, you should have taken the day off.
Trying to reaccumulate vacation days. Recently, we just came back from a Universal trip. Took my daughter there for her fall break.
Yeah, that
did all
like
things
fun.
Universal, Harry Potter, and realized I'm not as young as I used to be as my hip was hurting by day 6 of 7. I'm like, whew, daddy needs a new hip.
You know, what's funny is that the last time you went to Disney a few years ago and you went mm-hmm. fishing, or was that a different trip? Well, anyways. You were like, oh my God. I've got to start working out before my next trip. So for the last like year or so, you've been working out, doing all the things so that when you went, you would like nail it. You wouldn't have any physical issues. And you're just like, oh my God.
Well, I've known that the hip was an issue many years. It doesn't bother me a lot unless I really strain it.
Mm.
It's just one of those things. I know as I get older, it's going to be, we're going to need some titanium, some screws.
Yeah. That's how my ankles are. My ankles are so bad. They always have been. I've broken them torn ligaments and like so many things so many times that now I really got to baby them. Mm-hmm. So anyways.
Go ahead.
I digress.
Give us your first story.
My first story?
Sure.
Let me look at the list because I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, don't come for me. I got my notes and I'll be looking.
I'm just looking in the notes TikTok. Online here. Okay. So I'll start with something easy. One time, and I'm pretty sure I've shared these at times online. So if you guys have already heard them, like, it's what I got. I was working in the hospital. This was 20 years ago or more. I was working in the hospital, and at the time, we didn't yet have a Pyxis, which is the electronic medication dispenser. We just had medication carts. And so my med cart was out in the hallway facing a wall. Well, this particular wall was mirrored. And so the patient rooms were behind me and mirrors were in front of me. So I'm doing my thing with the medicine, and I kind of glance up and I do a double take because there's this man standing in this patient's room. And I was going to say he kind of looked like you, but he didn't. He looked more like, do you remember the show Home Improvement? The co-host Al?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he looked like. Kind of like that. So in this room, it was the middle of the night. It was just a little old lady. She didn't have any family there. She couldn't get out of bed. I don't even think she was conscious. But when I glanced up, there was that man standing on the other side of her bed between the bed and the wall. And I like did a double take and I turned around real quick and he was gone. And I ran into the room and I'm looking around like, who's in here with my lady? Nothing. Poof. So that was interesting.
That's a good one. So what do you think you saw? Random hospital spirit guide hanging out with
Maybe.
The old lady?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I know it was something unembodied. I don't know, but it didn't feel creepy and he didn't look creepy. He just looked like a guy. So, I mean, it could have, maybe she had a son that had passed and he was coming for her. Like, I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah, but that's one of the few times I've actually seen something.
But how did it make you feel? Were you startled or were you just kind of like?
Well, like you said, well, at first I was shocked and like I was trying to like, make sense of it. I didn't have any of these beliefs then, you know, and so I just, I didn't have a lot of exposure to these kind of thoughts. And it didn't really freak me out as much as it left me bewildered because I could not explain it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'd try to tell people about it and they just acted like, so, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't that big of a deal. They're like,
The other nurse is like, yeah, that's room 302.
Yeah.
Standard.
Well, you know what's funny? I'll take one more right now. There was another room on the other side of the floor, and we had had this just obnoxious, annoying patient in there for months, probably. He was stinky, and he was rude, and he was loud, and he had a very, very distinct look about him. I don't remember if it was a mark on his face or the way he did his hair. I don't remember what it was. It was so long ago, but he had something really distinctive about him. And he passed away. And so like a week or two later, there's a little old lady in that bed. And in the middle of the night, she keeps ringing the bell saying like, that man keeps coming in here and waking me up. And we check around, everybody else is in their bed. And we're like, she must just be confused. And, she rings it again and she's like, that man just came in again and told me I was in his bed. And she's like, will you tell him to leave me alone? And I'm like, what did that man look like? And she described annoying man with the distinctive features. And I was like, okay, honey, we're going to ask him to stay out of here. And I went out and I was like, he's in there.
Motherfucker's still here. Sorry
right.
for the language.
No, exactly, though. And I was like, oh, my God. Stay away. Go away. Go to the light. Just go away. And so, anyways, after that, everybody was just like, oh, I got this room tonight. I wonder if he's going to be bothering me. So, yeah.
Did he ever bother the staff or was it just the patients?
Just the patients. He didn't bother the staff. but he didn't like people in his room.
You want me to do one or let me read one of our guests?
Either way, yeah.
We'll throw down one of these guests real quick. And this one's on a topic that I joke about, I've never experienced, the Hat Man. It's a running joke in my office. Like, if you take too much Benadryl, you'll get to see the Hat Man. All right. So this one comes from a viewer named Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hello, Katie. All right. Cut out the platitudes and get ready to the, I don't want to toot our own horn.
Toot, toot, motherfucker.
All right. So this one is from 1990 or 1991. Before I even knew it was a thing, I guess, the Hat Man. Anyway, I was teaching myself how to drive a stick shift car on a long farm lane. When I was finished, I parked the car next to the barn and I looked up at a slight hill to my right and I saw what looked like a neon green light kind of glowing. There was nothing but a field there that or at that time, and it wasn't swampy. So no swamp gas, you know, how the government explains UFOs. And in the center was the outline of a person. The figure was pitch black so that it looked almost one-dimensional with how it looked devoid of light. Despite the green light, it still remained completely black. The shape or the shadow person looked like it was wearing a trench coat and a hat like from Dick Tracy. It didn't move at all as I stared at it for a while. I wish I had been brave enough to walk towards it, but instead, I get that. I moved the car closer to the farmhouse and I went inside. It did not follow me. Every now and then I've tried to do a search for it, but it's usually people see it in dreams or while in bed. But I was wide awake, completely sober and outside. I've read people saying it's a manifestation of pure evil and or a ghost, and really neither of those sounds accurate. I lived in the farm from age 3 till 20, except for the years I was at college, and I never saw anything remotely like that before or after. It did look like the bottom left picture. Oh, she sent pictures. I'll have to throw some in so everybody sees it. But I really saw them from mid-chest up. I know Spummy isn't a trained monkey that will do tricks on command. But do you think he'll know anything about these shadow people?
So I asked Spummy, because my first thought was Men in Black, or, ooh, you know?
Swamp gas.
And Spummy was like, no. And I was like, was this an actual being or entity that she saw? And he said, yeah. Was it like a physical being on this earth, kind of like Bigfoot or anything like that, Spummy?
Oh, I got a yes.
Yeah.
I'm not as clear sentient as her, the running joke between us, but every now and again, I get it.
Yeah. And did this have bad intentions? No. Okay. Was it just observing her? Like it just noticed her and was just observing her? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was just one of those things, like you just crossed paths. Does it happen to live in that area? Do you know, Spomi? I'm getting a... I don't think he knows that. I mean, they can move around, you know. I mean, it's not like they have a chateau built there or something.
A shadow chateau.
A shadow chateau. Welcome to the shadow chateau. That would be a cool Airbnb.
Now, they do have Airbnbs you can rent. They're allegedly haunted. That's a different tale.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Give us one of yours.
Oh, one of mine. Okay. One of the most profound, there's a lot of them, but this one was kind of profound for me because it hit on several different levels. And so essentially my mom was in the hospital, stroke or heart attack at the time. She's had a lot of medical problems over the years. So there's been a lot of this. So we live about an hour apart. I drove down there to check on her. At the time she had a beagle. So I was at the hospital. I get her situated. So I'm gonna go back to her house for the night so I can take care of the dog, let him out, feed him. And I was just gonna crash there on the opposite side of the bed where, you know, she sleeps.
Mm-hmm.
So I get in the bed and I fall asleep. And at this time, I always sleep with like one hand out almost off the side of the bed. It was just how I would sleep.
What's wrong with you? You sleep with your hand hanging off the side of the bed?
Not after this story.
Oh.
And if my hand goes off the side of the bed now, I wake up.
Yeah.
In any case, so I wake up, my hand feels a little weird. It's like, you know, maybe it's numb from maybe I laid on, you know, the tingle, whatever. I don't know. So I just kind of look around and, you know, everything's normal. It's dark, fans running, good to go. So I go back, or I attempt to go back to sleep. Hand goes back. And this time it's very distinct. Almost like something comes up to the hand and goes. I snatch my hand. And of course, I'm brave at this time. I'm not in this world. And in this particular spirituality world, even now I would still do this, but I'd have a little more hesitation. So I look down, phone light on, the beagle's not there. So I throw myself off the side of the bed, ding.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
And I look under the bed and he's clean on the other side snoring. And I'm not real sure what happened. And this is one of the, for me, when I have what I consider an actual paranormal experience, this is it. I just kind of roll over and go back to sleep. It's like, it's so surreal that I don't know how to react. I go back
right.
to sleep.
Uh-huh.
So I get up the next day. And I get up to do her dishes before I go see her. And the beagle's outside. And he has just a normal collar. And I'm washing the dishes. And I hear a chain collar going through the house. And it doesn't register at first.
Oh.
And then I realize I'm hearing it. And he's outside. So back up maybe 6 months to a year. We had a German Shepherd for like 14 years.
And do you think you felt the ghost doggy?
That was the side of the bed where he slept. And he would do that. If your hand was there, he'd come up and get it. And of course, I'm still trying to piece this together. So I go to the hospital and, you know, it's one of those moms recovering. It's like, man, I don't know how to tell her this because I don't know if she knows about this. I'm like, I don't know how to say this to you, but I tell her what happens. And immediately she's like, I'm glad someone else experienced it. I'm like, how in the hell are you going to let me go stay in your haunted ass house without a warning?
That's awesome. Well, at least it was the sweet doggy. You know,
but still very startling when you have no warning, it's about to happen.
Like, I've never had, knock on wood, I've never had any kind of explicit experience like that. I've just felt creepiness.
Yes.
But I don't ever want to tempt fate with that. So, like, I have like a little lumbar pillow, like a little pillow that comes with a bedding set or something that give you a little decorative pillow. I keep that beside, like between the edge of the bed and my pillow, so that anytime my arm goes up, it like sits on that.
Oh yeah.
And I have to have my pillowcase with the open end of the pillowcase facing that way too. So do you know how pillowcases can have like a little edge that's folded in, like extra fabric inside?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I sleep like this and I put my hand up inside of that little fold in the pillowcase and stretch it on the pillow and block it. Like, it's a whole process because I'm like, I ain't putting my shit out there to be touched. Yeah, I'm sure they get a kick out of me watching me, like, but yeah, no.
But, you know, after that experience, if my hand dares leave the blanket and goes off the side of the bed, I wake up. I'm like, mm-mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Even though sweet dog, perhaps, it's still unsettling, very unsettling. And it's not the only odd, we'll call it paranormal experience that I've had that has altered my behavior going forward. We talked about this. I don't know. We may have talked about it here. I'm skipping around in time, but this one's more recent in the last couple of years. You know, old man self. I get up in the middle of the night to go tinkle. And, you know, I don't want to just whip the door open and I'm going to go pee. But this particular night, like 3 a.m, there's gnats in here. It's like time of year when they're all trying to get in.
Oh my gosh. It's awful over here. Like,
it's nasty.
My plants, because I repotted them, and then, like, they tend to get these fungus gnats for a few months. Oh, my God, it's so annoying right now. Anyways, go ahead.
In any case, this particular night, I get up, and I open the door, and floating in the middle of the bathroom, just midair, is a blue ball of light, an orb. It's a little bit smaller than this.
Mm-hmm.
Just
very
hovering.
Cool. That's so cool.
And then
cool.
goes away, and it's kind of like what I was talking about before. When I have an experience that is profound that I just can't write off. It's so surreal. I don't know how to react. I'm just like, it vanished. I'm like, I'm still going to pee. Very neat. And just kept going. But to this day, when I get up to open the bedroom or the bathroom door, I pause a minute like, okay. And here recently, I was telling you, I opened the door and there was basically that same color light, but in a grid. Not as big as
yeah,
the little dot.
So
it was just
cool.
a grid in the corner. Then it went away. And I was like, oh, that's what I said. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I just kept going. But yeah, it modifies the behavior because, okay, now I need to be more conscious of just whipping the door open at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
It's like,
catch the, You're going to catch the grid before it populates all the way. The matrix.
I mean, the orbs, I love those. Those are neat. They're different colors. They move around. It's not like when you watch the ghost shows. A lot of times you see, I'm not saying they're not real or they're not. It's just you see little dots and you could say bug, you could say dust. The ones I see are just different colors. They're stationary. Sometimes they're moving fast and they can have almost like a comet tail. They're moving so fast.
I see them that are usually tinier and they're fast. They're like gone and they're there and gone. Not quite. I see twinkles too, but these aren't quite a twinkle. They're not that fast. But like if I'm looking here, like I usually catch them out of the corner of my eye. I'll see like a blue orb like and then like go away again or yellow or like whatever color. Typically blue, and I think that's probably spomy. My girls see when they see spomy as an orb. They said it's like a Caribbean blue color.
I wonder if that's the blue orb I constantly see. I saw it at Universal. It was on the side of like one of the Captain American buildings.
That's cool.
I just looked up and it was there and then went away.
Spomy, when Jonathan sees a blue orb, is it you? That made me yawn. Yeah, that's big energy.
Hey. Give me my bathroom privacy, man. My favorite version of that is, and I don't tell most people this, we've talked about it, but occasionally, imagine we're sitting in an office together. And, you know, we're maybe feet apart looking. I will see that blue orb move across people's face. They can't see it, but I see it trailing very close to them like this. It's kind of like they're going,
"That's interesting.
You can see me, but they can't." And I'm just sitting there trying not to have my eyes betray me as it's sweeping their face going.
You know what's funny? As you were saying that, you know, Spomy gives me images, right, in my mind. And I was getting the frog from the Looney Tunes, you know, where he's like dancing, going, "Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal." As you were going, it's like it's going right in front of the, and Spomy's just like.
That's kind of what it feels like. It's like, I can't say anything to these people.
Well, rest assured that you're right. That's
what I'm
seeing,
and it's fun. Let's see, another really profound one, and this really hasn't modified my behavior because there's really nothing I can do with it, and we've talked, and I think I've even briefly brought it up in different episodes, but one particular night, and this has been the last few years, after, you know, not trying, but embracing the spiritual stuff, the awakening, trying to go through the stuff. I woke up one night because I had that feeling something sat on the bed, but you know, I was dreaming, whatever. Yeah. And so I'm gonna roll over and go to sleep. And this one effed me up. It got up. And the only thing I could do was instant panic, but I closed my eyes again. I in my internal monologue turn on and says, "You cannot help yourself if you're panicking. Breathe, breathe."
Right.
Breathe. And I calmed myself and everything went back to normal, but it was, wow.
I get those sometimes. I have gotten those in the past, but what I've been getting the like last several years is something just bumps into my bed, like. Mm-hmm.
I get those. Yeah. The thumps or sometimes thumps from below.
And yeah, I don't get them from below. It's like they're standing there and they just nudge my bed and it like does this. And at first it would freak me out a little. Now I'm just like,
fuck off.
Rude. That's exactly it. I end up saying some F words and, you know, I'm just like, what? And then I'll ask my guardian angel, I'm like, "Is everything okay?" And he's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "I'm safe." "Okay, so you guys are just being fucking annoying. Leave me alone. Let me sleep." Yeah, so don't mess with my sleep.
Yeah, the thumping doesn't bother me anymore. That I kind of like, it was the getting up. Because any other time I could explain it, like maybe I rolled over. Maybe the floor shift.
Explain it away.
I'm near the New Madrid Fault.
Yeah, you couldn't explain it away.
No, they got up and I'm like, that's like, joke's on you, ghost. I'm going to have to go change these pants.
Spomy. Spomy, guardian angel.
Say this, what she does. She's scared now.
No, I'm not. Archangel Michael, whoever can help me. Ground my energy. Shield my energy, help regulate my nervous system, whatever you need to do to help me to stop yawning and process this energy.
Let me know if that works, because yawning's a real issue for me.
It only is with me sometimes if it's really big energy, if there's a lot of it that I'm not used to. If we're talking about beings that I'm not, like when we did our Bigfoot episode and we were talking about all these different beings, I was tapping into energies that I'm not used to. If it's really big energies or if there's a whole lot of different energies here, it makes me yawn big time. And it's a way of like processing the energy. So I firmly believe that my dad visited me when he died. I had been, and I'm talking about my real dad, Nat. This was in 2005, and we had been estranged for probably 15 years. We had made peace, and I had seen him once a couple of years before then, maybe 5 years, 4 years before then, and we made peace. But I have guilt about it to this day, but I never went back to see him. He had had a stroke and was in the nursing home. Never went back to see him because we made peace, and I didn't want to give him another opportunity to F it up. Just let it be peaceful. Don't ruin it. Anyways, I woke up in the middle of the night, maybe 4 or 5 in the morning, and just intense energy, intense energy. And it felt like something was right next to my head, staring at me in the bed, watching me. And I was just like, oh my God, what is this? What is it? And I wasn't awake yet or anything, so I didn't know anything. And I remember I started praying and asking for everything to be safe. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what to ask for. Keep me safe. And then I remember going for my eye mask, like a sleeping mask, and putting it on because I didn't want to open my eyes and see anything because I knew something was there. And I remember saying, I don't know what's here, but you need to go away. You don't belong here. Go away. And I almost immediately heard, I had sliding doors that went out to a patio in my bedroom and long blinds that hang and they can sway. I almost immediately heard the blinds like chirp and start swaying. And I was like, not an hour later, my mom had called and woken me up. And she's like, I'm sorry to call so early, but I just got a call from your aunt. And I hate to tell you this on the phone, but your dad just died about an hour ago. And I was like, that's who was here. I'm really sorry I told you to get out, Dad. Sorry. He came to like show me his love and say goodbye to me. And I was like, get out. My bad. Anyway, so I firmly believe that that was my dad saying goodbye.
That is pretty neat and scary at the same time, because it would be very unsettling to, you know, feel that energy all of a sudden and then hear things moving that should not move.
Right. Yeah. I feel guilty about it to this day. I mean, I couldn't have done anything different. Mm. I didn't know.
Sounds like we lost our school supplies. She can't find her pencil.
Oops.
The girl's not down here. They're all upstairs.
So anyways, I feel really guilty about it, especially knowing what I know now about like after my dad had passed, because he had a pretty rough life, that he went to the resting place and he hasn't been available to talk to me at all since then. And I'm like, oh, wow, that was like really his last goodbye. At the time, you know, and for now. Well, I did have a dream about him recently. I don't remember what happened in the dream, but he was there. I'd have to see if I can find it somewhere. But anyways, it was the first time I've had a real dream about him. And so I'm like, was that really him? And Spomi's like, yes. And I was like, so he's making some progress. That's good.
I mean, that's only human to tell him to go, because to this day, I don't know what sat on the bed or got up. It could have been someone I was desperate to talk to, but I'm already going like, by the power of F off.
Right, exactly.
only human.
Right.
Even the bravest of us, it's...
Okay, so what else you got?
You know, just these are random little things. Some are more profound than others. I had a computer desk that had a aluminum stand over top of it where I had, you know, all my stuff, and I'm playing the games, and it starts this swaying like this, like the pillars, and they start swaying. And as I said previously, we're near the fault, and it doesn't erupt like it did in the 1800s, but you still get 2 to 4 pretty regularly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was my assumption. It was something like that happened. Every now and again, you could feel it. But what messed me up, because I'm sitting there playing the video, what messed me up is doing this, and it just...
Right.
Okay. I was like, gravity doesn't work like that. It Save the game, power off the computer, and got up and left. I'm like,
Time to go.
That's not how gravity works. That's not how physics works.
Right?
It's like force was met. So that wasn't, one of the terrifying ones, but it was definitely something that at the time made me go, oh, time to leave the house.
Right.
And then there's the voices. I that's the clear audience side of me. But at the time, I didn't recognize that. You would hear things that weren't there. We talked about another episode being woke up in the middle of the night and given at the time I didn't know it, but basically a book to read because I was so busy trying to, what am I? What have I named these gifts? And I was woke up in the middle of the night and they told me the haunted text. And this wasn't an internal clear audience. This was like, it was standing over here. And I was kind of groggy, like, is that a book? Yes. So right then and there, I got my phone, Amazon, and sure enough, there it was. That's how I ordered it and went back to sleep. And still up to this day, that was probably the most...
That's pretty cool.
...direct or profound clear audience. Because a lot of times it's like fragments. You hear it, kind of hear it, not sure. A lot of times it has no context or anything for you. But that was firmly direct. That was outside of my head. And it was like, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I had others in the house like that where you just... I'll hear a voice that's clearly disembodied and it'll just say something. And it's never like, get out. Or, it's just, it's randomness. And you're just like...
Right, right.
Somebody in the house?
I got one.
Okay.
I think I've shared this before too, but when we lived in Dayton, Ohio, we lived in this house. I wouldn't say it was older. I mean, it was probably built in the 30s or 40s. I mean, it wasn't that old. We were renting it because we didn't live there for very long. And the upstairs was like one big room. And so the girls had that room up there. And when we moved in, Hallmark used to have these cartoon characters. I don't know if they still do or not, but they were called Hoops and Yo-Yo. And my friend had bought my girls a little plushy thing to hang on the doorknob that goes up to their room. It looked like this, and it had like a little string, a little ribbon hanger, and they hung it on the doorknob. And when you push that button, it would sing some obnoxious song, at least over and over and over. Well, that thing just kept going off constantly, middle of the night, over and over and over and over and over. The kids just started joking and nicknamed this ghost Martha. Martha's at it again. Martha pushed, I'm like, quit pushing that damn button. And they're like, we did it. Martha did it. And anyways, come to find out, I did a little research on the property and the owners right before we moved in was an old lady named Martha who had passed away. And so that was actually kind of true.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Could have creeped yourself out and took out the batteries, and then it happened again.
Yeah, it didn't have batteries. We didn't have that option, but yeah, it was so annoying. Because they would do it like this, welcome to my room. And then they would both giggle like, it was so obnoxious. But man, Martha pushed that button a lot.
Would definitely be unsettling in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. All hours of the day and night.
I can't say I've had that experience of toys going off in the middle of the night. I did briefly have that experience when I came back from vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the house alone. I was unpacking and washing, and I some toy in our room kept going off. And I went in there and looked at it. I couldn't find it, but it kept going off. I'm like, wow, how's that been going off this whole time and not dead? But no more. And she gets home, it stopped. I'm like, oh, it must be happy I'm home.
Yeah.
I said the joke with me is when I first started all this, I got real excited and I wanted to go do all the ghost hunting things. And for the most part, I would go to these places and have a splendiferous time of napping on a floor because it was boring.
Right.
Most of my experiences happen just wherever I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't have to pay.
It's usually when you're not looking for it, stuff will happen. If you go looking for it, they tend to play a little hard to get. Unless they know you really spook easy and then they'll mess with you. Like, I think they'd mess with me.
I mean, I'm not saying I can't be spooked. Obviously, there are things that will unsettle me, but I can go, like, one of them, I went to Waverly Hills. So anybody's watching this and knows the lore of there, it's supposed to be immensely haunted. But for the most part, I had a spirit box on me at one third floor, I think, and it had just been static all night. And they just briefly goes, pardon me. And I thought that was kind of neat. The only thing there that... I really couldn't write off. It was August. And so we're talking about nighttime temperatures somewhere in the mid 80s and a humidity that, you know, was terrible, probably equal. And I was on the fifth floor, the roof, and it's an open roof. And so I'm on one side and it's hot and humid. And as I'm walking, I enter with, for anybody who's worked in retail, like a grocery store, you know, the freezer unit where all the ice cream is. It's like I walked into that briefly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was back in the heat and I was like,
yeah, I felt a lot of that.
I've heard
kind
stories
of
about cold spots, but that was the most profound cold spot.
Yeah, I've had a lot of things like that in the hospital and stuff. The other night, sitting on the couch, I told you I felt someone rub my leg. Remember that? Like 2 nights ago, I think. I was sitting on the couch and I was wearing shorts, and it wasn't aggressive or anything. It was like right here on my right thigh. I just felt something. I felt something go. And I looked and like, there's nothing there. And I'm like,
there's your ghost boo.
That was weird. I'm like, were you guys just getting my attention to tell me to go to bed? Like, what was that?
just throw something.
Yeah, it wasn't like unsettling. Like it pushed me or nudged me. It was just.
I have felt something like that. Like I sent you that video the other day where I've been standing and I feel the back of my shirt pull down. It's not profound, like you get ripped, but you know it moved in a way that's not normal. You're just kind of like.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I forgot about this. A couple of weeks ago, sitting on the couch, I felt something put their hand on the back of my head, either back or top, like back here. Just put their hand on my head and then take it off.
Exciting. What you got going on over there?
It's picking up. But I mean, it doesn't feel bad, though. I've been asking them to help me evolve my gifts. And they're like,
desensitize.
Okay, you wanted that clairsentience advanced. Like, what do you think the next step is, girlfriend?
The poking and the prodding.
Yeah. I'm not asking necessarily. Well, yeah, I mean, I do want it to advance. But what I'm mostly wanting is discernment.
Mm-hmm.
How do I make better sense of all of the feelings I get? I mean, I can do some things with them, but like, that's what I want to evolve, to have a clear understanding of what's happening, not necessarily to get knocked around.
And to get there, some of the lessons might be a little fun.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what else you got? You got a longer list than me, so I'll let you go.
Shadows. Do you have any shadow experience? Kind of like, well, maybe not to the extreme of our hat, man, but just shadows you haven't been able to explain.
Mm-mm. No.
I have one good shadow story. And yeah, I've seen shadows, but that goes back to over years, you can try to explain it or maybe write it off. But this one I could not explain.
Mm-hmm.
I was in college at the time and I'd come home. And same house where the dog or the ghost dog experience. So I came home. I was working second shift at the Walmart. And I come home. And at the time, that German Shepherd's still alive. So it was probably like 11:30 midnight. I get home. The dogs are excited. So you guys need to go outside and open the door. They go outside and shut the sliding door and go to my room. Kick my shoes off, you know, the pre-bed ritual. And so I come out there and in the kitchen, the hood light's on and it's kind of yellowed. And so it's casting a yellow light through the house or through like the kitchen heading into the living room to the sliding door. So I come and I turn this way with my back towards it and I start heading for the sliding door. And all of a sudden, it just like in this direction, the light blocks. It goes across and it's a solid. So there's a shadow now blocking the couch and it just passes. My assumption is my mother had woke up.
Mm-hmm.
So I spin around. There's nothing there. I check. She's still in her room. And so I'm panicking at this point. Let me get that German Shepherd in here. I don't feel so good anymore. So I let the dog in. I grabbed my digital camera I had at the time. And I took pictures everywhere in the house. I didn't get nothing. But, you know, some things I can, you know, smaller shadows I can write off. But that one to this day, I was like, I don't know what walked between me and that hood light. There was nobody else moving.
Right.
And it was solid. It blocked the whole couch out. And so it wasn't like a little bitty shadow.
That's
so, yeah,
crazy.
That one definitely got me.
Yeah. That's big.
That's what she said. Trying to get her to derail. It's a fun game.
I'm trying really hard not to. Let's see. What else do I have? I just have the really, other than creepy feelings and stuff, I really just have that one that I talk about all the time. I've mentioned it on here before. About when my friend Kathy and I used to work together. This had to be, I don't know, early to mid, I think we met in 2004. She was the secretary on our floor and I was a nurse. obviously. And we always asked the housekeepers, hey, where are you guys getting the most ghost activity in the hospital right now? We had a unit called 2 South, and it was closed. Like, it was more of an overflow unit. It was only open if we needed extra beds. So at the moment, it was closed. And they're like, oh, I had to go on to 2 South. And like, man, stuff's popping over there tonight. Well, this is before the days of digital, really. And so we used to keep a Polaroid on the floor to take pictures of wounds to tape them inside the chart. And our boss was always like, do we have that many wounds? Where does this film keep going? And that's because Kathy and I would play ghost hunters every night and like try to capture stuff. And so when they were like, 2 South is going off, I'm so scared in there. I don't even go in there and clean. And Kathy and I are like, we're going to take a break. We zoomed it over to 2 South. And there's a picture of me that's kind of faded now. You can't really appreciate it from the picture. A little bit, but not like it used to be. She took a picture of me just walking through the nurse's station. And behind me by the nurse's station is like a big glowing green cloud, like a foggy cloud.
Kind of like the story I read.
Oh, yeah. And then we had gone, because they had said which room they have the most activity in. And so we went into this room. And it's one of those old rooms that have more than, that has like two beds on this side, two beds on this side. And it had metal blinds on the window. And we're standing there and we're doing all the things like, is there's anything here? Make contact, you know, make a noise, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you could reach out and touch Kathy. And she's like, reach out and touch Kathy? What? Don't they want to reach out and touch me? And so then I'm laughing. And I'm like, okay, move something. And like the IV pole goes. And I'm like, we're like. And then you heard the blinds. It sounded like somebody ran their finger up the blinds. It went, and the metal was clanking. And we were just like, okay, got it. Gotta go. Took a few pictures and we booked it out of there. We were like, oh my God, we saw stuff. We're high-fiving. And yeah, it was great. And then we went down to the morgue and tried to take some pictures down, but we didn't go in. That would be disrespectful unless we were invited. We totally would have. But we took pictures outside of the door and like in the hallway and we didn't catch anything. But it up on 2 South. I'm just saying. 2 South
is popping. So reminds me of Ghostbusters when they went in the library and they're so excited to finally see a ghost. And then when it turns after them, they run out.
Yeah. That was totally us. Oh my God. Yeah. I came across those pictures a couple months ago. I don't know. I remember putting them in a video not too long ago. Was it one that we did? Somewhere I talked about it. Yeah, I don't know.
So that was just one of the things I was going to bring up. I don't know if you call it telekinesis, PK, poltergeist, things moving that shouldn't be moving.
Right.
Occasionally I see that around here, and it's just, I'm not going to sit there and say it's a ghost or it's a poltergeist. It's a telekinesis that's uncontrolled. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But we do see it. This one time I have a mag light at the time that sat next to my bed in case power went off. And it was one of the big mag lights. It sat there for years. And one day morning I wake up and I'm just sitting there. I glance over and I go back to doom scrolling first thing and it just falls over. And I get up, I put it back in place. I'm jumping up and down all around it and it doesn't do it again. So it's little things like that. There's another night I got up and this is during Christmas. It's right before bed. I'm making my rounds to the house, turning all the lights off, the different Christmas lights. And so there's two lanterns that have like spin dials that increase and decrease their light until they go off. And so they're at max. So I look at both of them and I proceed, mentally I'm heading there. And so I'm taking my first steps and left one turns off, right one turns off. And I'm like, what are the chances both batteries just died in that fashion? So I went up there and I spun them off and then spun them back and they turned back on. So, I encounter stuff like that. And like another morning, I get up, there's a sock on top of one of the fan blades, just one sock on one fan blade. And I'm just sitting there going.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'll have things disappear and reappear. Like they're messing with me or toying with me. Or if I lose something, I legitimately lose it. I'll have it appear right in front of my feet. I did that just recently. backstory, I have a little bit of trauma from a patient years and years ago, a young woman, maybe even a teenager, but anyway, she had dropped a needle on the floor, like a sewing needle, and she knelt on the floor to pick it up, and it right into her knee, like under her kneecap. Yeah, exactly. Like, so I'm terrified of that. Terrified that I or someone else would get hurt like that. So I'm doing my cross stitch and I accidentally drop the needle. I search everywhere. I can find it. I'm starting to panic. I'm tearing the couch apart. I'm shaking everything out. I'm looking everywhere. I'm feeling on the carpet. I'm like, okay, it is not here anywhere. And I start praying about it and I request the most benevolent outcome that I would find this needle ASAP, that no one would get hurt. Just make it appear. Please help me find it. Put it right here. Like, don't let me miss it. Bring it to my attention. And I literally look down and it's laying right in front of my toes. And I'm like, thank you. And I picked it up and put it away. But stuff like that happens all the time. Like, I'll be sitting on the couch and like the remote's normally right here. But it's not. It's gone. And I'm looking everywhere and I cannot find it. So I'll sit down all frustrated and pissy because I lost the remote, and I'll look and it's sitting right where it belongs.
Two more stories. One, we'll read the other person. Two, this is a funny ghost hunting story that, not my ghost hunting, but it's hilarious. So we'll start there. Limp Mansion. It's a mansion that's now a B&B restaurant. You can stay in St. Louis. At the time of, I guess, the turn of the century, the 1900s, they were, you know, one of the major beer producers, along with, you know, Anheuser-Busch. I want to say Prohibition did them in. But this house is known for being haunted. It's been on many different ghost shows, whether, you know, dramatizations or, you know, your favorite TV ghost hunters. So I booked it. I booked the allegedly most haunted room in the place because, you know, why not? And the person I was with at the time and me, my child came, and I didn't really tell them that this is the most haunted room because, you know, control test. I want to believe, but they had no idea.
I'd kick your butt if you didn't tell me. So, put me in a haunted room.
Of course, they say there's ghosts around. There's even ghost dogs, blah, 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 blah. So I stay there two nights. I slept great. That goes back to my story about it. Stuff happens around me at home. I don't need to go anywhere and waste my money. So the hilarious part was night one, real peaceful. I didn't know they were running ghost hunts there. They were. So it was like 8, 10, 12, something like that in intervals. So the second night I run into a group and they're like, oh, you're staying in the most haunted room. How was it? And I was like, slept great. And so, I talked with them. So I thought that 8 o'clock group was the only group. I chatted with them, you know, hung out outside at a nice balcony overlooking the interstate there in St. Louis. And so I went back to the room and fell asleep. Midnight, 1 o'clock, I wake up because someone's trying to open the door and I didn't know what was happening. So I hop out of the bed, I go over there and I realize it's another ghost hunting group. And I can hear them like, I don't think it's unlocked, but spirit, if you're here, show me a sign. And you know me, I kind of smirked. Tiptoed to the door and they're still trying to open it and they're doing those, you know, show us a sign and they're all listening. And so I get up on the door and I beat the shit out of that door. I hear, oh Lord, I knew it. And she is screaming. And so the flashlights immediately start heading for the floorboard to see if I was there. So I, as best I can, leap up on some furniture so they can't see me. And so and they're like, I don't see anybody in there. And they keep going. And I beat the door again, and you know, I slink back to the bed, thinking they're gone now. I've Scooby-Dooed them, you know. But they keep trying open the door, and my partner at the time was not one of those that don't fuck my sleep.
Yeah.
And so they tried again, and she whips out of the bed, jerks that door open. I'm trying to sleep, and I don't know. I'm not sure which one of them scared him more, me pranking them or her in like I'm gonna kill you mode.
That's great.
But one ghost story comes from that place. I had nothing. And so the next day, we're recanting all that packing up. And she goes, I swear I felt a dog jump in the bed last night. And I said, well, funny you should say that. That is one of the reports. There's a ghost dog that moves around here. And she's like, what? Yeah. A lot of times when stuff would happen in the house in the past, she would get mad and tell your friends to leave me alone because things would turn on around her. And she'd blame me for it. It's like, I'm not doing it.
Right, right.
But yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
See, she ruined it for me. And what I mean is, if she would have never whipped that door open, that'd have been the most profound ghost hunting experience those people had ever had.
Those people ever did.
By me.
That's great. Oh my gosh, you got karma coming though.
I mean, they woke me up.
That's funny. Oh, I don't like my sleep mist, but ooh. Mm-mm.
Well, I thought someone was trying to break in the room, then I realized what they're doing. So like,
right.
Fun.
Right. As you were telling that story, my left leg started like, it's weird. I've never had that happen before.
Maybe I was possessed. It was the house making me do it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah, besides that, I haven't had anything other than creepy feelings. Like, remember when I was young, my mom would drop us off early at the babysitter's house, and they lived in this old house. And they all slept upstairs. It was like this really old Victorian house, and it was huge. A lot of square foot. Anyways, they were all upstairs towards the front of the house, and we were in probably what was like a servant's quarters or something in the back of the house off the kitchen. And there were no lights whatsoever. There were like blackout shades and everything. I couldn't have been more than 7 or 8. Josh was 2, my brother. So I had to be like probably 8. But anyways, we would go to sleep in that bed in there, and she'd shut the door, and it would just, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. It was so dark in there. And I would lay awake terrified because I could feel all kinds of things. I could feel all kinds of energy. I could feel all kinds of, it's like the room was so dark that the blackness was physical almost. Like, do you know what I mean? Like it was opaque, but yet it was so alive. There was so much energy and moving in there. I don't know. It was just, I'd be terrified and I would just be praying, keep me and my baby brother safe. And now I'm like, y'all can have him. But at the time, I was a protective big sister. He hadn't become a butthead yet. And at my grandma's house, not my mom's mom, my sweet grandma. I mean, I guess both my grandmas were sweet, but I was closest to my mom's mom. This was my dad's mom, and she also lived in a very old house that had ties to the Underground Railroad. And I have no idea what other history was in the house, what happened, but it just felt creepy, and there would always be doors shutting, and there would always be noises, and there was a lamp, like a, you've probably seen them, it looks like a large oil lamp, but it's not. It has like a big glass base, and then another one, and then like glass pipe. Yeah, it was purple and it had flowers painted on it.
I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And that would always turn on, constantly turn on. And you'd go turn it off and it would click, turn right back on. Turn it off before bed, come down, it'd be back on. So, yeah, just weird stuff like that.
Yeah, I've seen definitely similar lamps, different color. Never them turning on, but yeah, I know those lamps very well.
Yeah, I've seen them in all different colors, you know, reds, golds, yellow, you know, yellow, blues, but hers was purple.
Read our viewers, Janie. Let me try to find a good spot to jump in. So basically this one's the sleep paralysis, and you can go back and forth on it. Is it dreaming? Is it something else? But no matter what the real answer is, it sounds terrifying no matter what. Okay, so let's go with that. So we all know some are oftentimes sleep paralysis is when you're at your most vulnerable. And I personally believe that not everything you see during that time is just a hallucination. So it was around 5 a.m. when I went to bed. I remembered it clearly. It's a late time. Anyway, all of a sudden I awoke, but this time things felt different. I felt like gravity was pulling me down as hard as it could. I truly could not move. I also felt like somebody was dragging a knife around my head. I was, I was scared my head would cut open, but at the same time, I felt these really terrifying thoughts circling my head too. These were insane thoughts about butchering and just, ugh, it was scary. So all of this is happening at the same time, and I try with all my might to look over me and see what's happening. And as I'm trying my best, there I see, sitting on top of me, what I can only describe looking like one of those soul snatchers from Harry Potter. Dementors. Anyway, sitting on top of me, all caps, so they're screaming this one. I was terrified, and I immediately started praying in my head. I felt like the thing was trying to get to me inside my head, so I tried praying constantly to fight it off. I remember all of a sudden trying to get up. I can't tell you how heavy this thing was. I don't know what it ate, but geez. So I tried with all my might to get up, and the last thing I remember is springing upright in my bed. The thing disappeared. Nothing was there. I don't know what the hell that was, but I'm glad it hasn't happened since. I'm glad it hasn't happened since either.
Yeah, no kidding. What was her name? Jamie?
Janie.
Janie. Honey. Oh my God, that's terrifying. Yeah, that sucks. I don't ever want that to happen. I've heard a lot of stories about sleep paralysis and that people have very similar experiences to that. I'm grateful to say, and I hope it stays this way, that I've never had that experience, and I don't want it, but wow.
Yeah, the story reminds me of the legend of the hag. You wake up kind of like they paralyzed, something trying to get you. A lot of times it's described as like an old lady, hence the hag. But, you know, she said it looked like a dementor, so... Yeah, mom had a pair like that, well, different colors, but very similar. Or, no, she still has. They're there. Big old things.
Yeah, that's cool. So, yeah, that's too creepy for my blood. Thank you. I'd have to call off that day. I mean, it doesn't take a lot to convince me.
Something broke inside of me. I don't know what happened.
I can't come in today because I'm broken.
Yeah, that's one of those, you just don't know how you're going to react to that. You can sit there and joke, like, I'd be scared, terrified. But for me, it's not only just that moment, but it's the aftermath and trying to come to terms with it mentally. Did I see what I saw? Did I feel what I felt? Is that real?
You know, that's the thing, is that all of these things where I can recount the story and I'm like, I know it happened. Years later, you're like, did that really happen? And luckily, like the one where Kathy and I were on 2 South, like I have her going, yeah, that really happened. Like I was with you. That happened. Because you second guess yourself and your brain finds ways to try to rationalize and normalize it. Like, no, there has to be a logical explanation. All right, you guys, thank you so much. And you know how to get a hold of us if you have any stories, any feedback. And if you haven't yet, hit the like and subscribe buttons because it helps us out so much. And it helps get my channel out to all of the people who have not come across it yet. And I hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.